So welcome to episode 12, I think it's 12, of the Leverage Podcast. You're here with Robbie and Maxwell, and we're going to be talking about health and fitness, and why it is important to be in shape, not be a fat fuck, how it affects your life, how it affects dating, relationships, women, work, pretty much everything that goes into being a complete man. And being an awesome dude is not as easily achievable if you're overweight and you look like a schlub. So, why is health and fitness important? Why are we dedicating a call to this? What do you think, Max? Health, productivity, what are your thoughts?
Why this is important?
Yeah.
This is important for a couple reasons, but the biggest thing is the confidence level that you have going out. And in which you put forth within a social circle. So particularly with women, if you're confident about yourself, that'll come across very evident to anyone around you. And well, immediately you'll see the results on that end. I think from a lifestyle standpoint though, someone who's active is thinking better, they're more clear-headed, and someone who's eating right is, you know, also benefiting from that as well.
So people are going to judge you, just like your fashion, they're going to judge you on your health and fitness. As a guy, you get a little bit of a free pass for this, but only up to a certain extent. So imagine you're out and you see a woman who, a girl, chick, whatever, you know, and she's fat. You're probably not going to be interested. It's super important for girls to obviously be in good shape because guys are attracted to that. Now, as a guy, if you're cool and you have status and you have friends who are cool, like take a celebrity like Jonah Hill, for example. The guy's fat, or what's the other guy's name? What's that other fat
Zach
actor?
Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis. But no, the dude from School of Rock, Jack Black. Jack Black, for example. All these guys are fat. But they get away with it by being charismatic, funny, high status, celebrity, and they can still do very well with women. But obviously, you know, they have to make up for the fact that they're overweight, and people are going to perceive them in a negative light. Like, when you see someone who's really overweight, you almost have to assume that there's some shit going on inside their heads, because how you look on the outside is a lot of the time a reflection of how you feel on the inside. When I first got into the whole kind of dating pickup scene, right out of college, I had just got a job at a investment bank and started working like crazy hours, and my weight kind of crept up on me. I was never fat, but I never had like a six pack. I was never ripped or anything like that. But my weight crept up on me, and before I knew it, you know, like 3 or 4 years after that, I was like 60 pounds overweight. And I had tried everything to lose weight. I tried different sort of crash diets. I tried hypnosis, like any sort of quick fix or magic pill. You name it, I tried it. Juice cleanses. And like I tried Atkins diets. And no matter what I did, it wasn't so much the diet that didn't allow me to get the results I wanted. It was I couldn't stick with the diet. And like most people, after the first, you know, I'd get on a diet, I'd kind of have that like pumped up, like, ooh, I'm going to do this. This is going to be awesome. And for the first few days of that, like the new diet high, I kind of rode the coattails of the new diet high. But after about a week, it started getting tough. And it was no longer this cool new thing I was doing. It had to become more of a habit. And between like week one and week two, I'd kind of fall off the wagon and I'd lose all my momentum. I wouldn't track my progress and I would end up just kind of yo-yoing. And that's what most people do that try to lose weight. They'll try every different diet under the sun. They'll lose a little bit and then they'll gain it back plus a little bit more. So unfortunately, the net gain is they're getting fatter and fatter and fatter as the years go by. And that's basically what happened to me from like age 22 till... fuck, like 29, like 7 years, I got significantly fatter and fatter and fatter. I probably started maybe 10 pounds over like ideal weight and ended up 60 pounds overweight. So I kind of felt like hopeless at that point. And the turning point for me was when a buddy of mine, Jesse, came down and Jesse and I were both kind of like fat buddies together. we were both like very active socially. We'd go out together and we'd make fun of each other for the other person being fatter. And Jesse put himself in a betting situation where he was betting poker, he was betting weight loss, he was betting stop smoking, and tennis. And I think a chess bet too. It was like this crazy prop bet, which is fairly common amongst us poker players. So he came down in Marina Del Rey and he's like, dude, I gotta lose like 50 pounds and have a six pack in like 3 months or else I'm gonna lose like some retarded amount of money, like five figure plus. And when he started losing weight, I was really inspired because I didn't want to be the fat guy. I didn't want to be, if Jesse lost the weight and I didn't, then I would have never not heard it from him. So I put myself on a similar bet with Jesse and we basically lost all that weight together. He was a little ahead of me and I basically just mimicked exactly what he did. I went on the same diet that he went on. I cut out sugar. I cut out bread. And I was working out every day, playing hockey, doing CrossFit style workouts, you know, high intensity. And I lost 60 pounds. And, you know, all the guys in the group have seen my before and after pictures. Basically, we replicated that model and we've helped tons of the guys in the Leverage program lose significant amounts of weight. We just finished a weight loss bet that went for the past 3 months. And who do we have in that bet? We had Joel, Maddie, Wendell, myself, and Derek join kind of in the last month. And for the starting weights, Joel started at 213 pounds and finished at 190. He lost 23 pounds, so congrats to Joel. Maddie started at 214 and finished, I think, right around 190 as well, I think. So he lost almost a little more than that. He lost 24 pounds. Wendell and I were kind of like in the same. We both wanted to lose like 10, 15 pounds max. So Wendell started at 190. He got all the way down to 179. And then I started at 178. I got down to 164. And Derek started at 172 and got down to he started at 175. And got down under 165. So everyone in the bet lost at least 10 pounds, and all of the guys who wanted to lose, you know, 20 plus lost that too. So let me explain this whole kind of betting phenomenon, and we use this all the time in the Leverage program. So if you want to do something that's hard, and you're not accustomed to doing it, you have to set up some sort of intense accountability that will force you to do it. And if you don't, the consequence is worse than what you normally experience. So for example, let's say you really want to get over your anxiety to hit on chicks and you want to hit on girls during the day. If you take your usual, you know, way you operate, the way you do stuff, you're not going to do it. You're going to get out there, you're going to puss out, you're going to make excuses. You're not going to hit on any girls. But if I say either hit on 5 girls today or I'm running your credit card for $1,000, you're probably going to go hit on the girls because the fear of losing 1,000 is way worse than the fear of getting rejected by some girls. It's not a big deal at the end of the day. Weight loss is very similar. If you put your ass in the line and say, I need to lose 20 pounds in 3 months, and if I don't, I lose $5,000, you're going to make a conscious decision every time you go to pick up that donut. Every time you're at a restaurant, you want to order a beer instead of like vodka soda or whiskey on the rocks. You know, you're going to order that. You're going to make the right decision because every decision is going to affect that outcome of whether or not you're going to lose $5,000. And the amount of money is really depends on you. It depends on your, the amount of money you can't afford to lose. And it's really important to make these bets for an amount of money that you can't afford to lose, because then every time you're faced with that decision, you'll make the decision to, that will allow you to win the bet. So that was the basic idea around the weight loss bet. And I want to hear from some of you guys. We got a bunch of guys on the phone who are on the bet. So let's hear from some of you guys. What was your experience like? Why don't we hear from Joel first? I think Joel was one of the biggest losers. Him and Maddie, congratulations. You guys are the biggest losers. So, Joel, go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, thanks. This had a significant impact on my life in general, my confidence, the way I feel about myself. My numbers, I actually started at around 220 pounds and lost the full 30 pounds. And what happened was, it was a four-month bet that you actually decided on my numbers. And in 4 months to lose 30 pounds, it should be very easy. What I saw 2.5 months in, I was still only 15 pounds of weight loss. And I was freaking out because I'm going to lose my $1,000. I was maintaining instead of losing. And all I was doing at that point was, you know, calorie cutting and that type of thing. So I was like looking for a solution, and I'm a health nut. I mean, I have a background of, you know, green smoothies and cleanses and eating, you know, like macrobiotic diet I did when I was in high school, and that helped me heal from being sick. Every year I used to get sick for like 3 weeks in high school, or, you know, around that age. And then I went on macrobiotic. I was healthy. Like for years I didn't get sick. And if I did, it was like for one day after I did the macrobiotic diet. Anyway, I talked to a nutritionist. He said, don't do juice fasting. It's too much. You'll go through what they call cleansing crisis, which means, you know, you'll get sick and that type of stuff. You'll feel terrible, get emotional, all this stuff. So I was like, okay, well, I won't do that. But at 2.5 months, there was a real problem. I'm going to lose my $1,000 and I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I talked to actually my boss, and he said, watch this movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. The guy's juicing and he lost all kinds of weight. So I watched the movie and I'm like, if this 400 pound guy can go through whatever cleansing crisis, then I can do it. So I just went every day to Whole Foods, and it's expensive at Whole Foods, by the way. So anyway, whatever. I went to Whole Foods. I was spending $30 a day on juice, and all cravings for food went away. I didn't have any big cleansing crisis. It was great. I was losing weight like crazy, and I felt incredible. My thinking was clear, or my thinking is clear. My weight is going away incredibly quickly, sleeping better, all kinds of benefits. So I went, the first time I went 8 days in a row, and then 5 days, all juice, and then 7, and then 10, and the last little spurt was like 5 or 6 days, and I did it. It was absolutely amazing. The result is life changing. I mean, I have more confidence to do the things that I'm actually being coached on.
In leverage, how does it feel like now? I'm more effective.
Joel, so how does it feel now when you walk into a bar? So one thing for me, when I was overweight, I'd always use the fact that I was fat as basically like a defense mechanism, an excuse. I was always worried, like, that in the back of my mind, if I went to hit on a girl, the worst thing that could have happened in my mind was she would laugh at me and call me fat. Like, that was kind of like my underlying fear. And I knew deep down that if I removed that from the equation, I'd have to come up with a different excuse to not hit on a girl. And when that happened, it's funny because like all these other excuses popped in my head, but they were all things I had dealt with before. Like, oh, she's busy, or, you know, haven't had a fucking sandwich today, or whatever this stupid ass excuse was. And I realized, like, there was really nothing that she could say to me that would shake my confidence. Like, I would do it, and usually girls are super cool anyways when you hit on them. Like, the worst you're going to tell you to do is, like, I have a boyfriend, or leave me alone.
Yeah, so my big thing, the question about the actual undertaking of this, Joel, when I was with you in Arizona, I felt that your self-control with food was difficult. Like, I literally watched you sit next to a thing of chips and could not stop eating it. How did this process curb your self-control? Because I think that with eating and as you get fatter, the ability to, you know, curb that self-control and keep yourself accountable, it's probably pretty difficult. How have you dealt with that?
So there's two things going on. Robbie, to answer your point, I was delusional about the impact from women as to how they judged me. I had the delusional belief that my weight didn't matter, and I tried my best to, like, put that out of my head, but I couldn't. I felt fat, and it did affect me, and I did my best to put that to the side, but...
And Joel, you're an older guy. When I say older, I don't mean you're old, but you're what, like 40, you're in your 40s, right? 38, 40, something like that?
Right.
And when you're
fat,
I don't care who you are, you're going to look older. And you're out hitting on girls in their early 20s, you know, in Scottsdale. That's not a good look. Now you look like...
No, it's not a good look.
I do look younger. I do look, you know, fashion does have a big impact, and weight and being in shape does have a big impact. And it's not just an impact on other people. It's not so overt. Like, I don't think girls walked away and was like, that dude is fat. I think it registers, like, on a subconscious level. Like, I get a better response now because I'm more confident in myself, and because I don't get that the girl, you know, looked at me and was like, that dude's fat. And they never said it.
But
it still comes down to confidence. You can be fat and do great with girls if it doesn't affect you. Like, and by fat, I mean, obviously you can't be, like, bedridden, right? But you can be 20, 30, even 40, 50 pounds overweight and still do well if you're confident. But if your weight affects your confidence, as it does for most guys, then you're faking the funk and they're going to see through that shit. And the other thing I want to address is... you know, like, some guys listening to the call may be like, fuck, I can't do a juice cleanse. That sounds way too intense. I didn't lose weight by doing a juice cleanse. You know, everyone, like I said, the diet, whatever you choose to do, they all can work. They're all proven to work. Anything will work. It's being able to sustain that diet and then to keep the results after so you don't yo-yo. And what we're doing is, now that we finished the bet, we have a maintenance bet. So, you know, you got to check in every 2 weeks. And if you're not at or under the weight that, you know, you were at when you won the bet, then you still lose your money. So it's not just like lose all this weight and then go out to KFC and, you know, gain it all back plus 20. You know, you got to stick with it.
A couple of things on what you just said. Of course, if you have the personality in the game of Biggie Smalls, you could be as fat as you want, but your game is going to outdo your weight. But I ain't that. And this has helped me immensely. As to what Maxwell was saying, yes, I lack control. Even still right now, when I start to eat normal food that I really love, it's hard for me to control myself. So what I'm doing is, until I learn to control myself in that way, I'm juicing several times a week. So that's what I'm doing. To make sure I maintain my weight at this point.
Cool. All right. So let me ask a few of the other guys on the bet. Maddie, why don't you give us your experience, what you did to lose the weight, etc.
Yeah, well, me personally, I've been struggling with my weight since I was a child. You know, I've always been chubby. And, you know, this is the lowest weight I've been at in at least 10 years. So it's funny, Joel brought up Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. I also watched that same documentary early on in my, you know, when I got started with the bet. And I didn't juice per se, but I just ate just a lot of vegetables, you know. So no really calories in there, but I, you know, could fill my stomach up. And yeah, a lot of what Joel said, just like the confidence that comes with it, I felt like it came from a couple different directions. Like, first of all, yeah, you look at yourself in the mirror and you just look better and you feel better because of that. But a big part of it was like setting this goal and putting in the work every day, you know, after every workout. I just felt so like accomplished, like I'm really, you know, working towards this goal. And, you know, I'd weigh myself every morning to, you know, keep track. And when you see the weight coming off every morning, it just, you know, made it that much more motivating because you get to see the results instantly. And it's like, you know, that day, you don't want to ruin the progress you've made and you want to add to it the next morning. So that was another big,
yeah, that's super important. When I lost, 60 pounds, I tracked two things. I tracked my weight every morning, just like you mentioned, Maddie. And I also tracked my body fat. I'd go get tested once a month. And it was cool to do it that way because the first month, I lost a significant amount of weight and a significant amount of body fat. The second month, it was weird because I almost didn't lose any weight. But when I got my body fat tested, I lost a shitload of body fat. And then the third month, my body fat slowed down to a normal rate, kind of similar to month one, where I lost a lot of weight and significant body fat. But if I didn't track my body fat in month two, it might have mentally derailed me because I would have, you know, it's weird how weight loss works. It's a science in one sense, but your body might not react as you expect it to. Like, even though Joel was crushing it for the first, you know, 2 months or whatever, he wasn't losing weight until later on. And that could have been a function of what he was doing. It might have just been a function of his body and, like, the weird changes it was going through. He might have been carrying a bunch of water weight for whatever reason, eating salt. So it's really important to track. You cannot improve at something you don't track. So just want to interject that. And, I mean, how do you feel now versus in the beginning? I know you got a little bit of a ways to go. You're 190 now. What do you want to be at? What's your ideal?
Well, I want to get down to 180 and see what I look like there. And then, you know, possibly keep going. But right now, that's my focus is getting down to 180. And yeah, that's just my main focus for the next month is losing the next, it's 11 pounds I got to go.
And your biggest was 260, right?
I was 265 at my heaviest.
Damn. All right. So you're like almost 100 pounds lighter if you hit 180. Or an 85, I guess.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Pretty good. So next I want to hear from Sherbon, because Sherbon's he's in a little different sort of scenario. He wasn't on this weight loss bet because the guy's got like a ripped six pack. And when Sherbon originally joined the program a couple years back, Sherbon was never fat. Certainly no one would ever say he was fat. He was thin. He wasn't toned. Like, he didn't have a six pack. And he did a lot of hard work and now he looks like a chiseled Greek god. So I'm curious to hear. So, you know, what was the reason why you wanted to, you know, go from thin or like normal, I guess, to chiseled? And how do you feel different about it? What sort of changes have you seen from it, et cetera?
So I guess my primary reason was, you know, I mean, like, it's in line with my overall goal of like attracting higher quality, more attractive women. And personally, I'm into like girls that are really into fitness. So obviously, I would also need to be fit. As far as like what I did to achieve that, I'm using this app called Body Space that has like a bunch of like workout routines, in various increments, like 6-week programs, 8-week programs, 12-week programs with various goals. Some are to build up size, some are to improve your tone, some are to, you know, cardio stuff. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I go to like a large gym and there's like, you know, 100 different bits of equipment, I get overwhelmed. So it's just like, I don't need to think. It's just like, you know, I'm on a 12-week like size increase program. I just go in 3 or 4 times a week to the gym. I just follow it. And also gives me like a little ego boost because it keeps track of like all the pounds he's lifted. So like now I've lifted over 1 billion pounds. I think Max Osborne was the one who turned me onto it. So, and it's a free app too. So I recommend that. And yeah, as far as why I did it, I do feel better. I feel stronger, you know, more self-confident. I've gotten compliments. So that's, you know, good for your ego and your confidence. And like I said, personally, I really like athletic girls, so I kind of need to be in that kind of athletic shape myself to feel confident enough to go after them.
So for you, you felt like you couldn't go after those girls that you really wanted unless you were in as good a shape as they were.
Yeah, I mean, and like I see it at my gym. Like I've never seen like a really, really fit like fitness bottle girl with like some out of shape dude. I've never seen that once. Like I see that more like at the clubs, you know, I'll see like some club girl with some whatever dude, but like if you're a really fit girl, like you're going to be with a really fit dude. And I'm still not even quite there yet. I'm still working on being at that level.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the mods in the program, Pablo, he was, you know, he was kind of like, I don't know, 10, 15 pounds overweight, certainly wasn't like chiseled. And he started dating a fitness model. And he pulled her based on, you know, the fact that he's an awesome dude, super successful, really charismatic, really cool. And now he's in like insane shape. So, you know, she inspired him, I'm guessing, to do that. And now he's all about it too. So, you know, it's possible. He just, you know, you have to be able to overcome that with your personality, and obviously he found a way to do it anyways. Cool. So just to chime in terms of like, you know, why, like other ways that you can incorporate this into your lifestyle, like, you know, losing weight sucks, and there's this whole misnomer, kind of like, you know, you can get ripped and lose weight at the same time. For the most part, that's pretty much not true unless you're on steroids or there's some other voodoo shit that I haven't learned about where maybe it's possible. But almost everyone I've seen that's lost weight and gotten, like, put on significant muscle, both myself and what I've seen from other people, is first they cut down, they cut out sugar, they cut out bread. They eat really clean. They cut out alcohol, beer, rarely have a cheat day or a cheat meal, and they beast mode it. And if you need a bet, then you need a bet if you can't do it on your own. They lose a significant amount of weight pretty quickly. They get down like pretty lean and skinny, and then they hit the gym. They put on mass and size. They eat more. And that's kind of the product, you know, it's cut and bulk, cut and bulk, cut and bulk until you kind of hit your ideal spot. If you look at professional bodybuilders, they do a similar thing. You know, if you take steroids and that shit, maybe you can lose weight or lose fat and gain muscle at the same time. But that's generally a myth I've seen. And usually the people that are talking about that are fat guys who are like, no, man, I need to keep my muscle. I don't want to lose my muscle. It's always the 25-pound overweight dude that refuses to get lean to gain muscle first. He's like, no way, I'm going to get too thin. Like, or the crazy shit you'll hear from girls is girls will be like, no, I can't go to the gym and lift weights because I'm going to get too big. It's fucking retarded. You're not going to get too big. Like, the shit out there, the crazy shit out there in the weight loss industry is insane. But, you know, in terms of, like, having a balanced lifestyle, you know, Maxwell, you were mentioning to me earlier, like the whole idea of, you know, going to Runyon, being able to incorporate fitness and weight loss into your daily routine. So it's not like the painful thing that you go to.
Yeah, and there's like a, particularly with an LA lifestyle, there's a social component, but I think that that should exist in any city. And a great way to get a girl, like, you know, out of the bar or out of a restaurant and doing something that, like, has her open up and connecting you with her deeper is to do something active. You're both benefiting. It shows that you have a side to you that isn't Netflix or drinking. And I think it's a really good idea. And it's a way to get out of the gym too. So whether you're hiking or kayaking or, you know, surfing or whatever it is, there's a lot of great options out there.
Yeah. I mean, when I was losing weight, my daily routine consisted of, I'd get up, I'd eat egg whites and salsa, and then I would usually hit the gym in my building and I'd do a CrossFit style workout where I do pull-ups, some push-ups, some farmer carries, and some sprints on the treadmill. And I just basically, or elliptical, I'd do that like circuit, but, you know, circuit training is another way to say it. I'd run that workout for, you know, 20 to 40 minutes, depending on the workout. I'd come back, I'd eat a super like clean lunch, which consisted of like grilled chicken thighs, maybe a salad, like no more than 5 croutons, balsamic dressing, no cheese, or I'd eat fish, you know, some sort of lean meat. And then after that, you know, I'd work in the afternoon, obviously did a little bit of work in the morning. My dinner was roughly the same, some sort of lean meat, steamed vegetables, sauteed vegetables, you know, very minimal amount of olive oil. And then I'd play hockey either in the afternoon or I'd play hockey at night. So that's what allowed me to lose 60 pounds in 100 days, like 2 workouts a day, plus eating a very, very small amount of calories. I was eating between 1,200 and 1,500 calories a day, super clean, no sugar, no carbs other than vegetables. And the weight was flying off. I was losing like, you know, over a half a pound a day, like 60 pounds, 100 days, it was, you know, 0.6 pounds per day. Some days I'd lose nothing. Some days I'd lose like a pound and a half. It was just all kind of dependent on how much sodium was in my system. And I was also cutting out any sort of high sodium foods. I wasn't eating a lot of like sausage or like, you know, bacon, even though like, you know, you can essentially still, I mean, you can still eat those foods and stay on ketosis. I was basically eliminating carbs from my diet and sugar and putting my body in ketosis, which is rapid fat loss. I'm not an expert in any of that shit. Anyone else want to chime in on, you know, things that they've tried, ways that they've had success, you know, anything like health and fitness related?
I want to talk about my experience. So one thing I want to really reiterate is that having put a bet on it changes the performance in this area. And just having that, you know, target that I wanted to lose 10 pounds to 10.4 pounds in the next 30 days with this huge kind of like a sword hanging over my head really forced me to examine my choices. Initially, I found that I was already rejecting all the bad behaviors like eating cheese or drinking excessively. So that really, really, you know, set me into momentum and helped me, you know, accomplish the goal. Even though I knew all the, you know, right things to do, I was not doing them because there was no penalty. So that was the critical, you know, that is a crucial part in accelerating your weight loss or fitness objective. The other thing which I really learned during this exercise was the importance of what kind of food to eat. And I saw a very scary video about sugar. It was this doctor from San Francisco who specializes in liver function. And if anybody's interested, I will send out that link into a, you know, weight loss area. And he talks about how it's so hard for the body to metabolize sugar. And I had no idea. Like, I eat really healthy and I work out a lot, but I did not understand the importance of how sugar can be bad for you. So that's what was another key learning thing in this process.
So what did you do to lose weight? How did you lose that 10 pounds?
One thing which really helped was eating clean, not eating after 7 p.m. I was already exercising daily for the past 3 months, but I was not losing weight. And what really changed was the kind of food I was eating. So one thing I did was not eat after 7 p.m. every day. And the other thing I did was cut off bread and, you know, all the sugary stuff. The third thing which really helped me, which Joel can relate to, is I did a green juice cleanse, and that has minimal sugar, almost like 0 grams of sugar. And that really helped me, Shred, too.
All right, awesome. Anyone else want to share about anything related to this?
Hey, so I actually would like to talk about something for a sec, if that's okay. So I actually just finished a workout with Max. So that's actually why I was a little late. So that was cool. He's training for that decathlon. And it's kind of funny because we actually have the same kind of training philosophy, and it seems to be working for both of us. So that's why it's good that we're training together. So what we do what's worked for me is I train, I don't work out. And so what I mean by that is that, for example, I will try to keep, you know, like my core lifts as like high as they can go. So I will try to keep like my back squat or like my deadlift or like, you know, bench press or press or whatever as high as they can go, while at the same time trying to keep, you know, my 40 time as good as it can be or my 5K as good as it can be. And I feel like incorporating those two things really helps me keep the body that I want in the way that I want to look, but at the same time keeping me lean while putting on muscle. And it was funny talking to Max about it when we first, you know, started working out together, because he actually feels the exact same way. So like he's training for this decathlon and he's running 100s and we just did 10 100 meter sprints and I'm freaking toast now. But, you know, training that while at the same time going in tomorrow, you know, and doing, you know, back squats as heavy as I can, you know, I feel is, you know, keeping me lean, but at the same time, keeping us athletic. You know, which I think is important too. You're like, you don't want to just be lean. I think you want to be able to be athletic and actually do stuff.
Totally. That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, I've seen pictures of you. You look like a fucking beast. Obviously Max is a beast. The guy competes in decathlons and triathlons and all that shit.
And I just wanted to be noted too. I wanted to be noted. I smoked him in 100 meters. So
that's really surprising. Considering, you know, his time.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we did, we ran a 40. I got a 4.92 and he got a 5.2. And then we just did 10 100 meter sprints.
Yeah, yeah. And tell him to stop drinking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, seriously.
So, yeah, like, and that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Corey, because I wanted to talk about kind of like the ideal body type.
Max, you know, Osborne?
Yeah, exactly. Max Osborne, Corey's got it. Sir Bond's got it. Cameron. You know, girls don't like, or at least most girls, unless they're living in, like, fucking Scottsdale or, you know, some sort of, like, podunk town where they want some, like, Johnny Biceps meathead douchebag. Like,
Johnny!
Girls are into, like, lean, muscular guys that aren't, like, jacked meathead idiots. Like, you know, well, we have a girl sitting right next to us. What do you say about it, Samantha?
You don't want to know.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't ask her. What are you into?
I don't like people who are muscly.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, like, if you have a little fat, that's ideal.
I'm on that Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm the dad bod?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Like, most girls, like, they don't want, like, a super jacked, ripped dude. And most guys... Yeah, why does it make you self-conscious?
If the guy looks better than I do, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can get to that point, and you only want to date girls that are, like, you know, they feel like they look like, you know, a Greek god themselves, then you won't ever run into that, obviously. But yeah, girls are going to be self-conscious about it. Girls are just kind of, in my opinion, more self-conscious about weight and shit than guys are, depending on the girl. But, you know, if you were to take the general population. And, you know, like I said, you can do okay. You don't need to be like this fucking ripped gladiator-looking dude. You want to be lean. You want to be athletic. Like, I'd say a guy that could compete in a decathlon is kind of what you're going for. Would you agree, Corey?
Yeah, I absolutely would. I think the way I like to look at it is that, like, from afar, I don't want to look weird. Like, I don't want to look too muscular. I don't want to, like, stand out. But if you stand next to me, like, I want to be like, oh, wow, he's actually a brick, you know? So it's like you won't stand out because you're so, you know, you look so funny because you're so huge. But then, you know, you take your shirt off and it's like, oh, wow, he's actually in shape, you know? So it's I don't think you ever want to stand out because of how good in shape you are.
Yeah, and that goes for girls too. Like, if I see a girl with like a six pack, that's a turn off. I don't want to date some girl who's gonna beat me up. You know,
there's a difference between six pack and like flat abs. Like,
totally,
but there's a line there.
Yeah, you know, and some people have their outlier preferences, but for the most part, you want to look strong, and you want to look good with your clothes off. So. That's about it, guys. We're going to wrap it up there. We'll do a Q&A call on Sunday, so save all your other questions for then.
And wish Robbie a happy birthday this weekend.
Yeah, it's my birthday, June 8th. Well, that's next week, I guess, right? Monday. So I'll be expecting gifts. Large checks are preferred. All right, guys. Talk to you later.